now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. Red Base Guy, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. I don't have something for you other than this man has bags of Solana now after the meme coin era. And we have a very special guest, a product marketing manager for Sugartown. By what? By Zynga. We'll hear a lot about that in a very short period of time. But Camel, you're here. Welcome. You've been with us before. Yeah. This is your second time with NRN. How does it feel?
Dude, I'm happy to be back. This was the first pod I've ever done. This is the first pod I'm doing at the new gig, and I couldn't have any better host than Crier and RSG.
Let's go, baby.
I mean, I've known y'all for, what, like 2 or 3 years at this point? I'm just so happy to be here. RSG, I know you've been pestering me for a while, but we're in the clear.
We're here.
We're finally here.
Take some time. Listen, when you're in with the company that you're in right now, it takes some time to do these things. Again, we know you got
some. That 2.5, got that bridge going. Gotta get some clearance on all this shit. So
we're in the clear, we're ready to go, ready to rock and roll, ready to talk to the two best hosts in Web3.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Thread Guy.
But nerds as well. Yeah, sorry, Thread Guy. Move aside. Go talk to
my hair's way cooler than that dude.
Go talk to Rick. Or what is it, Nick? Go talk to Nick for a little bit. The rich guy.
Yeah, go hang out with Nick and FaZe Banks. I got Crier and RSG here.
Let's do it. All right, so Camel, tell us a little bit about this new gig. Obviously, you've been there for some time now. Obviously, the main focus right now are the brand new game that's out right now, the leaderboards, everything that's going on. You guys are airdropping a bunch of things for people that are playing the game. So just try to condense it into a little segment for us here so we can talk a little bit more about this company.
Yeah, for sure. Sugartown by, you guessed it, Zynga. Oh, man, I could talk for hours and hours about it, but I think we only have, an hour on the calendar? So let's make this really freaking quick, because I know you guys have a lot of very intuitive questions for me.
Ooh, intuitive.
Yeah, that's an SAT word, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't do so hot on the SAT, but go ahead.
Neither did I. But yeah, no, it's Zynga is all about fast-paced, hyper-casual games. Casual games are the number one market for games in the world. Our days in everyday life is crazy. You have so many different things competing for your attention all the time. You have home, you have work, you have the kids maybe, you have all of your activities. You just don't have much time. And so people love to really just play one-off games or get a hyper-casual game like Candy Crush, something on their phone, bang out a couple games when they're like sitting in a boring meeting. I know I do that, and anything in between. So that's been Zynga's bread and butter for a while now.
Long time.
For a while now. I grew up
Farmville.
Since Farmville. Oh, since Zynga, baby. Poker.
Oh, Zynga Poker. By the way, I got some when questions poker. About that one. Yeah, when the hell? Poker.
Bro, we'll get into that in a little bit. There, but like, yeah, I grew up playing a little game called Yoville. It was a Zynga title. I don't know if you guys played it. It was like almost like a Sims type game. I grew up playing it. So it's crazy that it's come full circle that now I am the product marketing manager for their little expedition into Web3. Like, we have a really accomplished team. Matt Wolf, like, Google him. Like, he has a crazy resume. Then Tommy, he's been at Zynga. He's brought some great products to market in the past. They're both very Web3 native as well. And everybody on the team just believes that the blockchain can fundamentally change player rights and empowerment, because It makes sense. Everybody's been asking for it for God knows how long to truly have rights as a player. And when you're building in a new industry like Web3, you're not going to be able to really ramp it up if you're trying to make AAA titles, because there's a lot of already really good AAA titles out there, and it's very hard to convert people to like your Web3 AAA title. Hyper casual games and just regular casual games like what we're building right now is a very easy way to onboard folks. People can bang out one or two games in between meetings, or if they have 10 minutes of free time, like during commercial.
Great point. Like, I've played probably 3 or 4 of the seasons you guys had so far to get on the leaderboard, have some fun, try it. It literally took me like 30 minutes. Like, it wasn't like that big of a deal, and you have like chance at prizes and stuff like that. And I think that's a super cool feature of just, it is a simple game. I think we always see like pushback, oh, this game, no one's gonna play this, or like just stuff, you know what I mean? Like, people are like, this is not a, doesn't compete with Fortnite, so this is garbage. And I feel like that's so stupid. It's because my parents are going to 100% try this. I'm like, Dad, try this game. He's like, oh, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He plays Candy Crush. He loves Candy Crush. He likes Words with Friends.
Yeah. It's games that, like, anybody can be good at and anybody can play, but then you can also be competitive at them. And so it's tapping two very different fields at the same time. And
for sure,
I know, like, our current game event, the NGMI, it's a platformer. Platformers aren't for everybody. I suck at platformers. I've always sucked at platformers. But our other game, All Time Heights, that we've launched, we have a few more in the queue.
Killer. I'm a killer.
Yeah, I'm a dude. Ooh. I can bring that goat up the hill so much better than you.
Oh, probably, but still, I'm
challenge.
But this one that's going on right now, Cryer's smacking the shit out of me. I'm over here thinking, I'm like, all right, and this dude's freaking, where are you at, Cryer, right now on the leaderboard?
I didn't check this morning, but like last night when I did it, I was like 70.
Look at that. Cryer, you're not good at these, my dude. Oh, you should.
No, it's fun. And then there was a little bit of, there's some updates to the last time I played too, where you had like a little bit of the challenge roll. I think that's cool because like when you did it the first time, it was like you had 30 or 40 levels that were pretty much the same. And you're like, all right, we get it. And now it's, okay, round two, I'm like, oh, gotta make a hard one. Shit. I think that's a cool feature too. Yeah, again, and it gets the variability going. I think that's a good choice. And it happens for not that long. And you can still have fun. And it doesn't have to participate that much. So yeah, I do think it's a cool feature.
Also, imagine just participating and having a chance to win a Sugartown NFT. Could be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's simple. Play games and win prizes. Like, I go to Dave and Buster's. I play games. I win prizes. Like, it's not the most innovative concept in the world. What's better than playing fun games? Playing games and winning prizes.
You can stay at your house and win them digitally.
Exactly. Don't even have to leave the sofa anymore.
No, absolutely.
Is that a bonus or is that a negative? I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, Dave and Buster's sick, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a Dave and Buster's guy.
I go all the time. I got two kids, dude. That we tear it up at Dave and Buster's.
That is true. Campbell, one of the things I always wondered or wanted to ask you about, like, what's going on with the game. Obviously, how we see it, there's rounds right now. Every, let's say, other week or even month, you're going to go ahead and release games. People play for a certain amount of time, then you close it up. What's the, like, idea behind that? Why not have these games just running simultaneously, have people playing, have, like, weekly challenges, things like that? Why the team behind yourself as well as others on this team think, hey, maybe this route is the better route so that we can capitalize? Like, what are you trying to capitalize with just set, like, small rounds of these games? Exactly.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And for quite some time, the entire team's been very aligned on the same message. And maybe it's counterintuitive, but accessibility is the enemy of success. In this industry, you have, especially as we're not scaling to Web 2 right now, we're solely focused on Web 3, you have so many different people competing for the same 50,000 people's attention. And you cannot constantly have it. It's just impossible. Even in the last 24 hours, it was Solana, and now it's Base. And now people are like, oh, here's this other new flashy product. You cannot constantly have player retention. It's impossible. So you keep it very short, limited game times where you're going to have a lot of UGC being pumped out. You're going to have a lot of player participation. And in that very small time frame, people are very happy. They play games, they win prizes. And then we ship some product updates. We have some marketing beats and we do it again and we do it again. We do it again until we have some very big scaling events. That way we constantly have player attention and people wanting more.
I love that idea.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's, again, and even just me, I played a couple times. I said, I enjoy it. Right. And then you had the new feature with the rolling stuff. I was like, that's a good feature. Right. And from you as a product manager, I feel like Web3 has got to be way easier to get product feedback than some normal, right? What do you think?
No, Web3 is great because each one of those 50,000 people that we're competing for attention to have a
fuck up about it.
Hey, over 50,000 and one, you can go fuck off. Only 50,000.
Yeah,
right?
Only 50,000 people is my capacity. But it's like a unique opportunity where people have direct lines to teams that you don't really see in any other industry. Like, people can get to the dev team. I can't get to the dev team of FIFA.
EA's like, I'd be like, bro, those features suck this year.
All right, one of the things I loved that you just said there was these games are just in small little time limits. And what's
short
really awesome, yeah, absolutely. And it's only, like you said, 50,000 people, screw number 50,001. These individuals are coming in, doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then later on they close it. So then people are going to want it a little bit more, and others that maybe are like getting a little bit tired of it, they get this break of it, and when it comes back, they're like, okay, I'll give it a go again. What I've seen with all these other games,
and all these games too,
seasons.
Right?
So there's two routes I want to talk about. So the first one would be like, let's say like the Dookie Dash right now, what's about to happen is we played for a little while, like the same way y'all did it or are doing it. They were here for a little extended time, then they cut it, and then it's gone. Now it's going to come back, and I got the beta on that side. So now what it looks like is going to happen is like seasons. Every season, something different, new skins, new stuff, all that stuff, which makes sense on a different side of scaling. But on your guys' side, it makes so much sense to give people breaks because I've seen games like, what, Cryer? Sandbox, Decentraland, the Cool Cats. I'm not even going to call it a game, but it was whatever. All these other NFT projects doing these like open world games, or not open world games, but just open games that are just there, and people get so tired of it afterwards because unfortunately people haven't
realized it's not a AAA super in-depth lore and storyline. It's a 15-minute game that you play over and over for shitty same prices.
Exactly. So that's actually very interesting, and I've been token go down. It's very interesting, and I really like that answer, Camel, because I always wondered it, and it never crossed my mind that, and that's actually extremely smart. Again, it's pretty much a takeaway. In the sales side of things, it's a takeaway. You like something, they love it, and after a week, it's, oh, peace out, everyone. You're like, what do you mean you're leaving? I want to keep playing. And for those that are a little bit tired of it at the end, maybe, they're like, oh, I'm going to have a month break. I'm going to go back to it once it's back. So it's actually really awesome to think about it that way. So
I got a question on that. Coming from the side, we've had a couple of rounds. What about user retention-wise? Like, on your side, is it something that you've seen more people, less people? Do you think that benefits you doing it this way, or what?
Yeah, it definitely benefits us because it does help the player retention. It also allows us to gather data on what went right in each game event, what went wrong, what we can improve on. So that way, in the next game event, it's not just a very fast follow, and it's like, hey, this feature is still broken. It's, hey, you guys complained about this feature and we fixed it. Devs are doing something. We hear you. We're listening, which helps our holders and our players feel comfortable to keep them coming back to the next game event and the next game event. And I love explaining to the community about why we're doing the things we're doing. Like, what's the rationale behind it? The randomizer feature. It's because we want people to be able to play the game at their leisure without grinding and create sticky features that leave players happy. You don't really see that. And from a lot of other companies, explain the logic behind what we're doing. But it's a very build in public thing.
Yeah, that's great. And again, like, that was the first thing I said to you, really. Like, when you came on here, I was like, oh, yeah, I like the new feature. That was a good choice. Again, like, for that exact purpose. So you must have got a lot of feedback saying what I said, but I didn't tell you that. I think that's it's great. Anything we got coming up that's new? I know we've had two games so far. We can be squeezing the alpha out of you. What have we got?
Yeah. We have our first IRL event, NFT NYC. We're sponsoring Magic Eden's Yacht Party along with some pretty cool other projects you might have heard of, a little thing called D-Gods. Right. They're another sponsor. I'm really excited for that because I've not done any events with Sugartown in person. So I'm really excited to get to know folks, really hear and have candid conversations with the community. We're in chapter zero right now. What does that mean? It's the prologue of the project. Like, we've not even started yet for all intents and purposes. Chapter one, we've confirmed it's this year. And that's where we're going to focus on scaling inside of the Web3 industry more, because there's 9,999 auras. Not enough for...
Yeah, like mainstream.
Yeah. For mainstream gaming. But we can't just be like, hey, all right, our 9,999 is great. Let's go on board the rest of the world now. Let's onboard the rest of Web3 first. Coming in the pipeline, I'm really excited about it. RSG, you asked me a little bit something about poker. Ooh. It's coming. Ooh. It's coming. I can't say too much more, but I can say it's coming.
Hey, listen, for a lot of people, just like myself, it was the Farmville. For a lot of people, it was poker. And if that's coming, a lot of people are going to be very happy because we know how the DJ. Exactly. Think about Zynga, you think about desktop games like a Farmville, but also when you think about Zynga, you think about mobile games. Obviously, at the moment right now, these games are going to be on the desktop, and that's the main focus at right now. But in the future, is that something that you guys have been looking into? Do you think maybe even just in the Web3 crowd of things? Because like you said, the first main goal here is to onboard the Web3 side of it. We're not even focusing on the Web2 as of right now. In the future, of course, mobile, all this stuff. But are you seeing a mobile feature for any of this in the foreseeable future? Or is that more of a later down the road?
Yeah, I don't like to give timelines because timelines change. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they change so often. But we have some features coming up fairly soon that are going to be mobile compatible. Don't expect it on the App Store or anything quite yet, but there's going to be added mobile friendliness because right now it's not very mobile friendly, but I've seen some users actually get it to work, which is impressive. Awesome. And then later down on the line, like if you go to our website, I think it's chapter 2 where it says there's like an image and it says connect the world through Sugartown, which is our mission. And it's very clearly an image of a smartphone. Speculate all you want there.
Ooh, awesome. Awesome. And like Cryer was saying earlier, like his dad right now, he loves playing Candy Crush. And these are the type of games that individuals that they need easy access to these games to enjoy them. And definitely, again, on the mobile side, that's where I see all these games that you guys have taken out right now. And of course, poker later down the road, the mobile aspect of it is going to be super huge, in my opinion. So it's super awesome. Again, and the speculation is there. If you go look at the roadmap, you can see a little smartphone. Let me ask you, is the smartphone an Android or is it an iPhone? I need to make sure so I can make fun of Cryer or make fun of myself.
It is a non-branded phone.
Damn. Okay, that's fine. All right, good answer. Hey, go ahead, Cryer. Go ahead.
Yeah. Again, you know, he's talking about having the NFT events coming up at NYC. Super fun, and we're big fans of all the NFT events. I know, like, you were deep in Web3 yourself. Like, you've been in this space for a while. How does the community surrounding Sugartown compare to some of the other ones, like, that you've been a part of? Like, what are your thoughts there, and how is it growing?
Yeah, it's really unique because Sugartown minted for free in 2023, which puts us at a very competitive disadvantage to a lot of these 2020, 2021 projects.
For sure.
Because they've had a lot more time to onboard, facilitate their community, really gain that emotional utility, emotional connections. Whereas we minted, I think it was like 6 months and a couple days ago. I think that's what it is. And so our community is definitely growing. Like, we've onboarded a lot of great folks. We've made some very strategic hires in order to facilitate our message getting out there. But I'm not going to be happy until we're the number one repped PFP project. And that's my goal. Like, I'm going to go big or go home. I have a saying I put in almost like every single PowerPoint I make and present up my chain of command. It's go big or don't go at all. If you're not trying to be the best, why even bother?
You should put that on a t-shirt. And
that's a great segue into some of these things. We've seen a couple of like larger companies like pulling their Web3 divisions. What are your thoughts on like that aspect? Like, maybe you can't go super in depth, but as somebody that we all saw that Starbucks pulled the Odyssey, we got rumors of other companies leaving as
Cryer,
well.
Cryer, it's called sunsetting in Web 2. Please use the right term. Thank you.
But yeah, go big or go home. Hell yeah. But I do think that they're focusing on all these things that for a lot of other companies has not gone well. I mean, even like Meta got a huge pushback on their stuff because we saw with the whole metaverse push, and we have a ton of pushback on that as well. But yeah, is it just forward thinking here, or is it, what are your thoughts?
I think negativity makes headlines. It's unfortunate that Starbucks is sunsetting their Odyssey program. I thought it was really cool. I know the team over there is great. But then at the same time, like a little known piece of news, NASCAR is getting into Web3. About it the other day, we have a lot of F1 teams actively exploring, but you don't really see those
We're
headlines
on F1
as
cars,
much.
Dude.
Yeah, on F1 cars.
Me and RC are.
Yeah. Azuki's got that Red Bull partnership. Red Bull did something with Jack Butcher.
I put my PFP on an F1. Dude. Someone, one of the people we interviewed.
What the hell?
Put our PFPs
I didn't
on
do
it.
That. Damn, what happened to me? I got
Bro, you fumbled.
Dude, yeah,
you fumbled.
What the hell? Awesome. I didn't know that.
You fumbled.
The Pengu on the F1, dude.
What the hell? I didn't know this.
But yeah, no, I think that's
back
interesting.
Back to it, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, negativity will make headlines. And I know for a fact people were rooting for our downfall since day one, because Zynga failing in Web3 will get people a ton of clickbait, a ton of engagement. That's what they care about. Zynga succeeding, they don't really care. It doesn't make the headline. Yeah, it would be a massive net positive for the industry if we become the number one project at Web3 because our massive Web2 ties, massive player base, etc. But that doesn't get a couple hundred likes on Twitter. So you have so many people praying for your downfall and actively cheering for it. And so when somebody's downfall does happen, it gets blown up 100 times over. Yeah. And the issue is, I think a lot of these companies, they come in not embracing the Web3 crowd. And it's really hard to get a Web2 native to join Web3. You have to create a whole new user flow, because if my mom tried to get into NFT, I guarantee she would get scammed. She'd lose everything in 10 minutes. It'd be a nightmare. So you have to create a whole new safe user flow. It's a very big task. And so while you're building your Web3 product, you need to embrace the Web3 community at the same time, which is where a lot of people miss.
That's, you see it constantly. Yeah. Like, the ones that supported their community are doing better than the ones who didn't support the community. And it's a very obvious thing. Yeah, again, I think that's really, at the end of the day, is that's what we all, that's why we are all here. That's why we were here 3 years ago. I don't think it's any different. We found the people that we'd like to hang out with. We have fun with the same people. It's, we all have similar interests. We found things that like brought us together. Yeah, we at the time, I don't think a lot of us were like, oh yeah, let's make a bunch of money. Like at the beginning, we're just like, oh, that's cool. Like I have a new thing to try out, and I am my PFP and Wagby, bro, and all this stuff. And I think that's I think that was interesting things. Again, that's why we, at the end of the day, I think a lot of the Web3 stuff is super, super interesting. Again, I think even just from products coming into, like, the ones that do find that community and have that almost like just another marketing arm that's incredibly powerful. We've seen it with like Pudgy Penguins, in the sense that a lot of people making gifts and spreading positivity on the timeline with a lot of the Pudgy stuff getting out there. I think that's a huge win for people that are able to rein it in and ride that extra push with marketing.
Yeah, 100%. I can only speak positive things about Luca and everything they've done at that shop. It's just been crazy to see everything they've done. Like, they're literally in Walmart, and then this kind of goes back to where I'm saying there's always that realm of negativity. They got into the number one retailer in the United States and people FUDded it. It's crazy. It gets a lot of likes. I'm cheering for Pudgy to win. I had a Pudgy PFP for a hot minute. I have all the Pudgy collectibles on my desk. And if you're not cheering for your fellow builders in Web3 to win, you are hurting the industry.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree there. We've seen it so many times. Like right now, everyone's like, oh, apes are dead and it's never coming back. And yeah, they didn't do anything right. They didn't do a lot of the right things, in the sense that we've just seen a lot of pushback. They had a huge pivot, right? Like, they went this from this like only community brand to a gaming community. You know what I mean? Like the curation of their community was like, maybe I don't play games much. I'm focused around like the community of it a little bit. So a lot of the OG people, we saw a lot, it's just a little big change. But again, like, the huge negativity wins out. And I still think, I'm sure they have an absurd amount of money. I'm sure they'll still be fine.
Yeah, Yuga was the first mover on so many different Web3 trends that I don't think people like just don't even realize. And they're the face of the industry, whether people like it or not. You know, whether Pudgy's higher floor than them this day, like, Yuga is the face of this industry. I anticipate they'll be the face of this industry for years to come. And that's the nature of it. And like, actively rooting for their downfall is a net negative. Like, why can't we as our own group of 50,000 people support the number one most notable project in this space?
Did we picked up a few users lately? I think we're like at 70.
Oh man, we're up to 70. Did we get the Solana folks?
Wow. Yeah, we got them. We got them, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I definitely agree with you, Camel. Again, I look at it from a sense of, it's funny, I always compare like the negativity to like feedback of a restaurant or like a resort. The people that are giving feedback and getting the 2, 3, or 4 star, even the 5 star, but people, when they're upset, they give bad reviews. People, when they're upset, they go and FUD. But when they're happy, it gets swallowed up by the negativity, because people just enjoy, for some reason, being more negative than more positive. When people are also positive, sometimes they don't even want to go and review anything because they're having such a great time that they're just doing their thing. So it's really
a good
funny
experience. You're not gonna be like, I'm not gonna take the time out of my day to be like,
exactly,
oh yeah, this was great.
Oh, let me just say, like, something, unless you're a reviewer or it was like insane. But when you're pissed, I'll give you an example. Crier yesterday with all these meme coins, everything was going off. Shroom popped off, right? We got our airdrop. You know what happened to me? My Wi-Fi just died.
Gone.
And Crier, you've been to my house before. I have zero service at my house. So I literally had to grab my girlfriend. Hey, we're leaving. We're going to go to a birthday party in a little while. We went early. I bolted to Publix to get Wi-Fi. to jump on and see what the hell am I supposed to do. I was on Discord. The tokens got sent to the wrong thing, the whole nine. When in the car, I would tell my girlfriend, when we get back to today, I'm going to call Spectrum. By the way, Spectrum.
Be like, yo, me.
Mother, you're going to be hearing from me. And I was pissed. But when Spectrum's working fine, I'm not going to Google to go review Spectrum. Like, 5 stars. Thanks for everything. It's really funny to see how FUD works and how it just goes through just a little poison, pretty much. Venom into it. It's awesome to hear that, again, you're one of those leaders in Web3, Camo, at the end of the day. And for you to say that, that's what we need. We need that positivity. We need people to work together, partner up, collab, do things.
For sure. We saw that with Luca, right? He came on the podcast. He's talking about, I was like crazy fired up after listening to him talk. Because he's, yeah, I'm doing this shit. And if you're not coming with me, then we're all screwed. Because if we can't do it, we got to support each other. And we see that. We see like a lot of collab stuff with Pudgy. I feel like I think that's probably one of the best things about Web3 is the collaboration capabilities, right? You have interoperable assets at the end of the day, especially from a gaming side of it. Even ultra casual, like you can, and later in date, there's a, maybe not a competitor, but like a different game that you guys are offering. Try out this other game. You get a free trial if you have this token. Or bring your sword from whatever game to try out our new RPG because it's similar and you might like it. And you get an extra bonus. That's gonna happen. 100%. When we start seeing that, and I think that, and again, you're sharing data on the like the feedback side, right? That's the, probably one of the biggest values to a company right now is data. Like, how do I get more users? How do I attract their attention? What do I need to get them here and using my product? And Web3 offers an absurd amount of data in the sense that you can now see financial, what they're buying, what other products do they like on the Web3 side, right? Like, this guy, we have a doodles person. Me and RC like doodles, whatever. We want to pick up on them because they've been doing well or whatever. Now we can have, hey guys, come try it out for a day or whatever. That's going to be a thing for sure. So we already see with Pudgies, right? Come try my Pudgy product. Here's some tokens. Try it out. Like, we see it a lot now.
Yeah, there's so much opportunity for user acquisition and interoperability. I think Nifty Island did a really good job of that recently. Pixels has done a really good job about that recently over on Ronin. I've just been super impressed with everything that they've built out so far. And we're in the infancy, I truly believe, of the Web3 gaming renaissance. Like, I think we're in year one of what's going to be such a massive run for Web3 games. And so we're going to see more and more and more of that. Like, it is literally just the start. People realize that.
What's great about that statement also is imagine like we're in this Pong era, but the technology's like light years better. So the opportunity for innovation, incredible games, awesome ways to use the blockchain is just, it's like nuts to think
about. Yeah, barely scratching the surface, really. Yeah. And we see some, again, we've been here for 3 years. We bought the idea of, I got a game coming out and it's going to take a long time, but you're going to be here and we're going to make a community and blah, blah, blah. And now we're actually seeing which ones actually did something and which ones didn't, right? Time has told what happened, right? And we know which ones did it, which ones didn't. We've seen stuff like, again, like I talk about all the time, but I'm super into Prime. And I think Prime is super interesting on the side of, it's a card game. Do you like card games? Great. It's fun. It's like a sci-fi game. If you want to pay something, you can. If you don't, it's completely free. And the free-to-play mechanics are better than Hearthstone because Hearthstone's crazy punishing on free to play. So the idea here is they have now a whole new model of, hey, ultra competitive people pretty much pay for our entire business operation. The casual people can have way more fun because, again, it's like a rewarding free to play because they can give that away because there's a product there. Love you too.
Ooh, we're
that was the
that.
Cutest thing.
We're keeping that.
Yeah,
we
keep that
keep
in
that.
There.
Yeah, that's not going.
Can't cut that.
Can't cut
that's
that one.
Not going anywhere.
You want to say hello? Say hello. Oh, no, you say hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
The idea here is where these games are barely scratching the surface. Again, we go back to the whole idea of we don't have a lot of time, right? We got kids. We got family. We got things to do. We got work. All this other stuff. I think a lot of stuff like on the AI stuff. We were seeing a ton of new products coming on that side of like, where are AI games going to go? And we've interviewed 3 or 4 companies that are building like some sort of, like, you don't even play it. Like, you can watch, like, the competitiveness of the bot is so good that it's almost enjoyable, just like how people like Twitch. People love to watch people play really highly competitive stuff. So again, I think that we're just barely scratching the surface, and this merger between AI, blockchain, VR is going to be just insane in 10 years.
Yeah, I agree completely. The future of blockchain tech is so promising, and there's so many great products that have been released that I've dabbled in a lot. But like you said, like, we have so much time in the day and so many things are pulling our attention that it's really difficult to see what's going to stick, what's not going to stick, what you like, what you don't, because I have so many different things coming across my desk every day that I can't get to them all. RSG, you've probably DM'd me 100 times to come on this pod, and I finally got back to you. But
it was actually 50,000. I wasn't going to go 50,000. 50,001. I like that one. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. 50,000 is my limit. Yeah, you hit 50K. I said I'll come on.
All right, let's do it.
Exactly. But no, we're like genuinely in the Renaissance. And the one great thing about this industry being rooted in socials is I can see what other people are saying about products and what's great and their takes on it from people I genuinely like and respect. And then I can be like, hey, let me devote some of my time to this product too.
No, I definitely agree on that side. But all right, Camel, so we're going to try to wrap it up here. I do want to talk a little bit more about Sugartown right here. But of course, at the end, me and Cryer are about to nerd it out with you a little bit because we got some questions for you and we have some updates on it. So, Camel, let me ask you, what is coming up with Sugartown that you personally are most excited about? When you got this job and you saw the future, obviously you can't everything, right? But what's that one thing that you wake up every day and you see what you're doing at work and you're like, holy crap, this is awesome. What is that one thing for
you? I can't be specific. Here's what I can say.
That means it's good. That means it's good.
Here's what I can say. Every single day I wake up and I build towards one purpose. Every single post I make on social media is towards one purpose. Every single response I make on Discord, move I make, amount of coffee I drink in a day is to support Chapter One. That is what keeps me going. These games are great. I love these games. I love our community. But like, it's 9,999 people. That's my cap. And I love Web3. I love everything about Web3. I wouldn't have transitioned my career to fully be in Web3 if I didn't believe in it. So I'm ready to take over.
I love it.
Let's go, baby.
Absolutely love it. All right, Camel, we got a nerd out. So the first question that we always ask before we actually go into this incredible Star Wars trailer I'm going to talk about in just a second. Camel, if there's one game that you played so much when you were growing up, and right now that game was revived, or if they're still going, they go, hey, Camel, we're about to airdrop you a shit ton of tokens, and you're going to get paid because of this airdrop. What would be that number one game for you that you just literally could probably retire, even though you wouldn't retire because you want to keep going with Sugartown by Zynga? But what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be very low-hanging fruit to take a Zynga Take Two game. I think my all-time favorite game, PUBG, their parent company is already getting into Web3.
Oh, I'm a PUBG man myself.
Oh, we got to run sometime. Back in college, I was ranked in the top 100 in quads. Whoa. And like, yeah, I tried to pick it back up the other day. I was god awful. But it was funny. We were just like messing around and we didn't even realize we were in the top 100 till one day we decided to check the leaderboards and we were there.
Dude, me and Matt ran High Profit.
Yeah.
Heavy on PUBG. I used to love that game, dude.
Dude,
I played so much of that. That was the first
same.
Game. And I was like upset when Fortnite kind of took the spotlight out of it just because it was
about. I was gonna say, so you guys are the people that got upset about Fortnite. I was literally about to say that. I love it.
Well, also because like I saw Fortnite before it was like,
yeah.
PUBG copy.
I played Fortnite story mode. You know.
Yeah. Me too. Absolutely.
It was not nearly as good as the copy that they made of PUBG. But yeah, I know. I definitely think that was an incredible game. Battle Royale. So yeah, mine isn't that game, but it would be up there. It'd be top 10 for sure on the airdrop wins there.
What's yours?
Mine's definitely Diablo 2. Diablo, mm-hmm. all the Diablo series. I love those games, ARPG.
But what I personally like to say, it would be RuneScape, but what it really is, it's Call of Duty 4. I was ranked in Call of Duty 4. I was a squeaky little 12-year-old playing game yeah. battles and tournaments, getting sponsored. I got sponsored by Turtle Beach and ProMod.
Ooh.
I used to do all this crazy stuff.
You used again, to. I now he's old. Now he's getting beat by me.
By the way,
platformers.
First off, platformers, sure, you win. But not Call of Duty.
Definitely not any Call of Duty. You carry me in Call of Duty. So I'm just walking around. What the hell am I doing here? No, but yeah. Shit's funny.
All right. We got two nerd things that I got to talk about. Or actually, I got a lot.
Wrap it up.
Speed round. Number one, X-Men 97, the new season, 2 episodes, already out on Disney Plus. Number two, season 2, part 2 of Invincible is out. I haven't watched it. Don't ruin it for me. Even though I read the whole comic, I watched the first episode, read the whole entire thing. What an probably my third favorite story of all time of anything that I've read. Number three, brand new Star Wars trailer for their new movie, or excuse me, show that's going to be coming out on Disney Plus. I always say the name wrong, but it's Acolyte, if I'm not mistaken. This is nuts. It's 100 years before episode one, when you first start finding out that there's a dark side. And it's really cool. In the trailer, they asked all the Jedis, the Padawans, like, what do you see when you close your eyes? And the last one goes like, fire. And you're like, oh shit. And at the end of that trailer, all the lightsabers. Again, when you think about Star Wars, people are always mad that there's not enough lightsaber scenes. Like Cryer, he loves 1, 2, and 3, even though not a lot of people do, but there were so many freaking lightsaber scenes. You're like, yo, this is not that bad. People want to see lightsabers. Give me 50 freaking Jedis smacking each other. And that looks like what we're about to get. The other thing I did want to mention, I think we're good on that side. Other than that, Cam, let me ask you one last question, actually. What show are you watching right now that you freaking love?
Dude, all right.
That you just saw, anything.
All right. I'm a very big reality TV person. I probably have watched... No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cut
I probably
pod.
Watched...
Wrap it up. Let's hear it. You got to say it now. Come on.
All right. No, I've been fading The Amazing Race for quite some time.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, I've been fading for quite some time.
I just keep going, Camel. I'm so sorry for my co-host. The Amazing Race?
What is that? I'm honestly serious. It's like literally. Grace. I thought you said Amazing Grace, and I was like, I have no idea what the hell Amazing Grace is. Okay, yeah.
No, amazing. I've been fading it for forever, but I finally picked it up. If you remember Boston Rob from Survivor, my fiance is like in love with him. I think it's a problem at this point. But he had a season of Amazing Race, so we picked it up. I've probably watched like 8 seasons of this show in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, dude, like those type of shows are just phenomenal. By the way, what I thought
you're building, dude.
You're supposed to be building. Hold up. What I was actually worried that you were about to say was Love is Blind. Because, like, I was like, oh boy, here.
Dude, no.
Wrap it up. Reality TV.
No, the new season was awful.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's great. That's funny. Awesome. But other than that, Cryer, what are you up to these days? You watched Dune 2. We talked about it. But other than that, are you up to any shows right now? Or are we're waiting, or we're memeing it up too much? What's going on?
I know. I'm Shogun. I've been watching Shogun. That show is awesome. Shogun on Hulu has been sick. I like that stuff. It gives me like the Game of Thrones slow, calculated, cutthroat vibes or whatever. I think it's really good. I think they're gonna do a really good job. I only think it's gonna be one season though, because it's based on a book.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I've read as well.
I'm definitely a bigger fan so far. But other than that, I've been mostly just trade and hang out with the kids. It's actually nice out right now, so I played some disc golf and been playing pickleball.
Pickleball. This dude's been smacking 60 and 70 year olds like no tomorrow.
Dude, if they're gonna challenge you, you have to beat them.
Yeah,
right? Dude,
say no.
This is the best part. Me and my dude Harold, 89 year old. He's my 89 year old partner. I've been sweeping.
Love it.
Just smacking people left and right.
It's got a mean serve. No, but yeah, pickleball's been super fun. I picked it up lately, and it's been super fun. It's like a super. A lot of people play it around my area, and there's like tons of courts around here, so it's been picked up.
At my work, they literally changed the tennis courts to pickleball courts. It's gone. No more.
You just have to draw a couple lines.
But Camel, we finally did it. You are here. We're here. We're about to end right here. Thank you so much for stopping by. I did have one NRN member question that I have to go ahead and ask.
I'm excited.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Who is Sugartown by?
Oh man, dude, I forgot.
Come on, dude, you gotta answer this.
Oh man, I'm gonna mess up. I'm gonna mess up. You're putting me in pressure.
We got one shot here.
I think it's Singa.
Dang, right answer. We're good job. For the viewers at home, thank you so much for stopping by to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. I did want to show one last thing. Cryer, you didn't say anything about my damn watch, but yeah, I have cool it on. Watch, dude. Thank you. He's going to flake me for that one. But again, people at home, grab a...
You won the watch.
The watch.
The watch is cool.
I don't care for it that much. I'm not a better watch
guy.
Well,
yeah, some people aren't watch guys, but I think the G-Shock collab was really cool. I think dudes have been crushing it.
We'll talk about that later, but again,
they Camel, abandoned my they abandoned
Camel,
me.
Thank you so much for stopping by. For the people at home, slide over to the Discord for Up Sugar Town. Slide over to Camel's Twitter. We'll put everything in the description so you guys can find them a lot easier. Again, grab that brick, throw it at a wall, throw it at a meme coin probably, because we're making some money on that side. Maybe not anymore, but head over to base. Maybe there's a blue brick. We don't know, but we'll be back for another episode.
That's the new token we're launching.
There it is.
There it
blue
is.
Brick. Terrible. We're going to be billionaires. Peace.